Colossians chapter 2, the 13th verse. And you, being dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. All trespasses. All trespasses. All sin. What has God done with all of our sin? He has forgiven it. Amen? He has forgiven all of our sin. Turn to Colossians 3:13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also. Even as Christ forgave you, you also. Also what? Also bear with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has complaint against another. Now, complaint. See, that's like a little signal. That complaint business. One of the things that tells me I need to get with the Lord here and I need to find out what's going on. And that sign or signal is, do I find myself complaining about someone, something, some company, my boss, my employer? Do I find myself complaining? Well, the word complaint really means to place blame. Now, that puts a little different hint on it. That puts a little different look at it when you begin to realize that if I complain about someone, I am really placing blame. I'm judging the situation, and I am coming up with the conclusion that the devil made me do it. Devil doesn't make anybody do anything. Can't. He can deceive. He can suggest. He can plant lies. He can do all that. Can't make you do it. Now, what's interesting and why it's so pivotal for us growing up to be sons and daughters of God, amen, and we're all growing in that. And creation is just groaning for the unveiling. Creation is groaning right now for us to be revealed to the world. We're it. Put your finger right here. Go, I'm it. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. And I'm coming out. Now they talk about all these people that come out of the closet. Well, we're coming out of the closet. And it ain't going to be like anything anyone imagined. Okay? We're not meant to hold signs up. What is that to speak? Only the devil's going to have a lot more to deal with than just Jesus when he was on earth. Amen. First thing, though, what was the first thing that got man in the very first time that he sinned? Adam. God showed up. Where are you? I was afraid, so I hid. God gets him out in the open. And he asks him, And the first thing he does is complain about God, complain about his wife, and complain about the devil. Well, how do he blamed God, he blamed his wife, and he blamed the devil. This is Genesis chapter 2, okay? We have to go very far to find out the basic issue, isn't it? That's the basic fundamental issue. Now, I want to include someone in this, and this is very, very important, okay? God hadn't called us to even blame ourselves. Well, if it ain't God, and it ain't my wife, or my brother or sister, or my co-worker, or any other human being, or the bank, or the power company. See? The other day I was somewhere in town, and I go into the place, and I'm trying to get something done, and I'm waiting in line. And I'm just finally after 5 or 6 minutes, and they're there talking whatever about. And then suddenly I realized the conversation was about their power bill. How much the electric bill was in Vero Beach. And there was complaint. They're complaining to each other back and forth and all that. This is a place of business. I'm trying to get up there to do some business here. That went on 5-6 minutes. Let me ask you a question. For what? The futility of the mind. Wasting time on something they can't even change. Trust me, if they don't pay that bill, you and I both know, no juice. There's the end. You can complain as much as you want to. Amen? You see that? Now, blame is the mechanism that we use when we don't understand or realize that God has forgiven us all our sin. You see, those verses of Scripture say, even as Christ forgave you. And until you and I begin to realize and believe with all our heart that God has forgiven us all, we're going to find ourselves blaming. Even ourselves. See, it's forgive even as Christ forgave you. Not try the hardest you can to forgive. Amen? Jesus, Father God, through Jesus Christ, in grace and mercy, provided for us forgiveness. Forgiveness. You are forgiven. Now, what does that mean, you're forgiven? That means that not only are you forgiven whatever sin you may have committed, whatever mistake you may have made, whatever poor judgment that may have been, you are also free from the consequence. I've lost quite a bit of weight, believe it or not. I've got a way to go. But I've lost like 39 pounds. But it wasn't until I got free from this. Well, John, you're overweight because you just overate. You sinned. And that's the consequences of it. So until you try real hard and you lose that weight, you know, God, you get that? Can you see that lie? What's the problem? The problem is I didn't receive my forgiveness and also forgiveness for the consequence. The enemy was deceiving me in that he said, well, you know, sowing and reaping. People who are ill, sick, they don't get healed because they haven't forgiven themselves for what they did that made them sick. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. But that's it. See, coming into a knowledge of His grace, it is free. The forgiveness of sin. The forgiveness of the consequence. Well, devil trick. Yeah, you're forgiven the sin, but, you know, until you change this, this, this here, you know, you can't be healed. Because after all, you're sick because you drank alcohol. I've had many occasions where they've come up with cirrhosis of the liver and lay hands on them. I need a new liver. I need this. I need that. Lay hands on them. The power of God just comes out and comes back. Remember when Jesus said, power went out of me? It appeared as though he wasn't even consciously ministering to the person. The power just went out of him. I felt it. Felt the power go out. And I felt it come back. And when that happens, something, a spirit, is blocking it. And the reason that is because that person believes a lie of the enemy. And that lie, they've received it, and therefore it has become truth to them. Jesus said, if the light that's in you is darkness, how dark is it? If what you're believing that is a lie, you're believing it to be truth, that's dark. Because you're going to fight for that lie. You hear that? You hear what I'm saying to you? Even as Jesus Christ has forgiven us, all means all. Well, I know you forgave me for that. Whatever you're dealing with in your life, whatever area that you're dealing with, and there seems to be a hindrance, there seems to be a difficulty, the first place you look is, have I received forgiveness for that? We parents, we just beat ourselves to a pulp over our children. Can I ask you a question? Is there anybody, by a show of hands, you raised your children perfectly? Everything you said brought grace to their ears. See? But we'll just let the enemy come in and beat us up. And every time they get in trouble, bless their heart, we go, it was me. I got to do something. You don't got to do nothing. In this case here, most of our children are grown. They're on their own. It's a theocracy. Hello? They know where to go. You gave them that. You gave them Jesus. And if nothing else, you did it perfect because they know where to go. If they don't go to Him, that's their choice. Amen? And guess what? If they go to Him, what is He going to do? Jesus ain't going to show up and go, Ken, Laura, you muffed it up so bad with the kids, I just can't do anything about it. He won't even mention you. He'll fix it for them. As though it never happened. as though you never made a mistake. Hey, I count on that. Lord knows we made our mistakes. We had a chance with six. I guarantee you, that's where my faith is in for them. Not in anything we did or didn't do. They know where to go. We taught them that. They know that. They know what this is. The answer to every problem they may have. Amen. Forgiven. 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 You're forgiven all. You're forgiven all. Brothers and sisters, every day I remind myself for 35 years, I'm forgiven. Because there's a real live, stinking, rotten enemy out there who has a whole bunch of people that he has taken captive, that he has out there, who try to remind you every day how wretched you are. And they talk to us. Well, how does that happen? Has anybody ever blamed you for anything? Huh? Even as. Now, if I find myself blaming God, blaming the enemy, blaming my neighbor, blaming brother and sister in the Lord, blaming the pastor, blaming myself, I haven't received by faith the truth that I have been forgiven all. And that means being free from the consequences. I can only forgive to the extent that I'm forgiven. Even as Christ forgave me. We got people who don't know they're forgiven. They haven't received that. They're doubting this and that. And then they're hearing, I've got to forgive. Then they're getting on condemnation because they can't forgive because they haven't received the forgiveness. You say, well, how do I know if I... First, the complaining stops and the blaming. It doesn't come out of your mouth anymore. Amen? That's the first thing that goes away. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put away basically means it just falls off you. It's not like making this big effort that I'm going to let all bitterness, I'm just going to stop being bitter today. No, that will not work. Okay? What works is this, though. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. That's what works. Even as, those words even as are huge in the Bible. The same as according to. According to means, and even as means, because of the dominance. Because I have placed myself under that truth that God has forgiven me, I can do this. This just flows out of that. The one we're the toughest on is us over anybody else. Because we know ourselves so well. When my wife says, well, I know John real well, I know me even more. Because we live together, okay, but we're not with each other 24/7. I'm with me 24/7. And the people that change their circumstances because they think if they change their circumstance, it's going to make it better is a big lie. See, our joy, our victory is not based on our circumstances. Happy is based on circumstances. That's why people are happy today and not tomorrow and happy because they're basing all their happiness on their circumstance. Okay? Not God's way. Okay? God's way is, apart from the circumstances, I'm full of joy. I don't live by sight. I live by faith. God's way is faith, not sight. Faith, not circumstance. So people go, oh, you know what? I'm going to move here. I'm going to go there because it's not so good here. Hey, make it better here, then go there. Now you're leaving on God's terms. If you're called to the ministry, trust me, He's not going to call you into the best circumstance. Because He sends you there to change the bad circumstance. We went to Philadelphia for those years. They sent us in there because it was all up the boarded up windows, burned out houses, people living in those neighborhoods, all that, the gangs, that, drugs. Come on. What are we there for? Jesus came into the world at the worst oppressive time in the history of man, the Roman Empire. There was no government more oppressive than they were. None. We haven't seen one yet to the degree that they were oppressive. They killed people in the arena for sport. Picture a football game. Only instead of football players, they're killing people. He came into that. Why? To change it. Amen? To change it. And imagine this. And to forgive them. I know we make this statement, say, if I were God, I would. Okay? But if I were God, I would be God and I wouldn't. But me and us being man, instead of doing that with the Roman Empire, we'd just go ahead and flick the arm one time, make them all go away. Easier. But to forgive them. Jesus on the cross, forgive them. They know not what they do. Stephen, while he was being stoned, people said, well, that was Jesus. Well, this is Stephen. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Now, very important and foundationally is to understand this. We must know 24/7, believe 24/7, and walk in the knowledge, the knowing, the faith, we are forgiven all. Now, what that means is God holds nothing back from us. Turn over to Romans. Romans chapter 4. See, this truth sets up a power base. This is what sets up for us that we never are unable to release the power of God. Never. The treasure in earthen vessel doesn't get locked up in the earthen vessel. Amen? What's God's design by putting His power in us? That His power comes out through us and changes. Did not the power of God manifest through Jesus and change circumstance? Did he it had to be a hurricane. Did He still the hurricane? Let me mention the possibility so that we get it into our thinking and we begin to go over that and begin to exercise faith for it. The hurricane's coming. We don't command it to go somewhere else. We just tell it to die right there. And it goes. And the news goes nuts. Can you see the Weather Channel now? It was there 5 minutes ago. We sent planes out. We can't find it. Now, I'm waiting for the day when we can stand up at that point and go, now, there's an act of God. Get it right. Amen. If you're up for that, put your right hand up. Say, I'm up for that, Lord. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 4. Verse 5, Romans 4, 5. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from the works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Sin is never imputed to us. See, the moment that I begin to say, I need to do this to get blessed, I got a problem. I don't know all my sins are forgiven. Ephesians 1:3 says what? We are blessed with every spiritual blessing already. Jesus, when he left earth after he was resurrected, blessed them. Amen? The moment that I begin to try to do something to get blessed, I am not convinced, fully persuaded in faith regarding that sin is not imputed to me. Can you see that? Shake your head up and down and say, I see that. But yet, we have a whole body of Christ that's trying to get blessed when we already are. We already are. But if we do not allow ourselves, okay, to not blame ourselves. Sin is not imputed to us. Then we'll live our life in the wilderness trying to get blessed. Trying to do enough. Trying to do this and that. And the other problem we have is the world is over here with the accusations and all this, and we have a body of Christ around us, unfortunately, who don't know their sins are forgiven. And they don't live as though, because as though meaning in the truth of, that God has not imputed sin to you. Because if He were to impute sin to you, He would have to impute it to Jesus. Don't take anything for granted. We've been around a long time, haven't we? I've been running with Jesus a long time, and that's great. However, do not take it for granted, as it says in Hebrews, that we may not drift away from the truths that we knew. So there are some signs, aren't there, that tells me, let me get with the Lord here, and Lord, do I have any unforgiveness? I don't know my own heart. Only He does. How do I know that? Because the Word says to us, we judge on the outward. See? We get into that next trap, which we'll go into next week, which is we judge according to what we see. Not good to judge. Amen? And that judgment proceeds out of the same basic foundation of, I don't know, all my sins are forgiven me. Even as Christ has forgiven you. Every sin, past, present, and future. Every sin, past, present, and future. Every sin, past, present, and future. Everyone, every sin, everything. That means not only am I forgiven the sin, past, present, and future, I am forgiven to the point where the consequences have no hold on me. I've had a lot of young Christians with the credit cards. Well, I missed, I bought that thing. I know the Lord didn't want us to. And I did that and all that. And they hear about getting out of debt. And they hear about financial prosperity. All that's true. But then they have difficulty. Well, why do they have difficulty? They haven't forgiven themselves for the misuse of the card. Or they haven't forgiven themselves because they knew the Lord said, don't do that with the card, stand in faith, and they didn't. And so they hadn't forgiven themselves. Therefore, faith wasn't working. And how many of you know we receive by faith? Why should God do that? Why should He pay for this credit card for me? After all, I'm the one who messed up. So now we take that next step, which is I've got to do something to pay for that sin. And it starts going in a downward spiral. The more that I try to pay, the more that I try to sacrifice, the more that I try to do better, I'll do better with it. That ain't it. That don't get it done. What that's doing is just causing that sin to become more conscious to us. And we stay in that sin consciousness. Where's the goal here? Righteousness consciousness. Righteousness consciousness. If the enemy, through the fact that you do not fully receive the forgiveness of God and freedom from the consequences of that sin, if he can make you go there, he can then get you to start looking at your own righteousness. He can then get you every day to check out your behavior. And guess what? We don't do that. We don't check on our behavior today. We don't check on how well we did today. We don't make a list of how to be better today. We don't do that. We don't look at us and our righteousness. We look at Him and His righteousness. We look at Jesus. We look at what Jesus did. We look at what Jesus has given us, what Jesus has made us. We're looking at Jesus, not us, Not us. Because anything that God has ever done for us, will do for us, from now and eternity, has nothing to do with us. It has to do with Him and His goodness. See, I will always have the problem of having a righteousness consciousness if I have the problem of not receiving the forgiveness of sin for everything. Now, your faith is never going to rise higher than what? Come on now, your confession. Your faith is never going to work any more than what you say. Paul, 1 Corinthians 4:13, I believed, therefore I spoke. It did not say, I believe, therefore I went out and did a good deed. I doubled up on my giving. All the stuff we can come up with. Worse, it doesn't say, I believe, therefore I beat myself up some more. Could I ask you today, let yourself off the hook. Okay? Get off the hook. John 20 says, whatever sins you forgive, those sins will be remitted. This is how much God trusts us. He says, you forgive the sin, I'll forgive it. Whatever it is. This is one of the things that God has called us to do. In this church, part of that walking and part of the power and part of what God's going to do and the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God is I'm going to forgive you your sin and God's going to treat you like you're righteous. Because He's going to treat you as though you're righteous because I forgave your sin. So you will know the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin. It's interesting he said the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin. Whatever sins that you forgive, those sins will be remitted. They'll be put off. You see maybe your children sin in their life? Forgive them. And the sin will be put off them. Don't go strap the law on them. It'll get worse. Don't go tell them what they should or should not be doing. Don't. That isn't the way that God made it to be, because all that's going to do is what? Cause it to be worse. The law brings out sin. Every time that you and I set up a rule, see, the unforgiveness of sin causes us to set up the rule. Then the rule draws the sin out, law of sin and death. Then the death comes. You see that? So today, in the name of Jesus, we're all going to walk out of here different than what we came in, because we're going to forgive ourselves for everything. Amen? And we're going to receive it. Amen? How many of you are ready to receive? How many of you are ready to walk out different? How many are ready to move in that place of victory? And that we can walk in that 24/7. I want to see the power of God through your faith just explode from you. And this is the first place we have to come to. Amen? We're forgiven all. We're forgiven all. And then day by day, 24/7, you're walking, talking, living it. I'm forgiven all my sin. Hallelujah. None. And now you get to the point where you go, it is not imputed to me. It's not accounted. God does not remember. Now, bottom line, you can, by the power of the Spirit of God, I guarantee you, this can happen, and this is the place where you come to. I remember it no more. There's the place to live. I remember it no more. Paul got there when he wrote, I harmed no one. I did nothing to anybody. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, right now. We don't take it for granted, Father, that there isn't something. And right now, Lord, and I ask you, Holy Spirit, bring to each one here, to their mind, search our hearts, show us anything that we may have to forgive ourselves for. If there's anything specific, Lord, bring it to our attention. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Would you follow me with this prayer, Father? In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your forgiveness. And right now, I forgive myself in the name of Jesus for, and you put in there what you need to. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that we're free. I thank you, Lord, right now, the enemy has no hold on me. I've been delivered from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, blame, you have no hold over me or my mind ever again in the name of Jesus. Complaining spirit, get out. Get out of my life. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my home. Get out of every relationship that I have in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.